Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Sunday Spiritual Podcast. What are you talking about? Dude, you falling off the deep end or something? Hey, give me some space here. Let me explain. A few years ago, I used to do a podcast every Sunday, and it was called the Every Day is Saturday Sunday Spiritual Podcast. Go figure that. Kind of a mouthful. But I did it. Originally, I did it with my pastor, Shane Harden. Then I did a few episodes by myself. I want to get back to that, not because I'm going to be a pastor anytime soon and not because I'm trying to convert you to Christianity. Give me a little bit of space, even if you're not a Christian, if you're not religious, anything like that. I'm not really trying to be religious. I'm trying to be authentic. I'm trying to be transparent, and I'm just trying to let you know my views on faith and all things spiritual as I see them. And so I think it's pretty cool. I think it'd be a breath of fresh air for you, especially if you're turned off by religion, religious stuff like I am. Look, I believe in the Holy Trinity. I believe in the God, the Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is my Savior. All of that. I believe that. But I don't believe that we bring people to Christ, and I don't believe we do ourselves a great service by beating that into people, like beating the fish into the boat, so to speak. And so I give observations every Sunday. It's going to be my goal to give you observations on spirituality every Sunday. You can harvest the best, throw away the rest. If you're atheist, agnostic, whatever your choice is, look, fine. I'm not going there, and I'm not, like I said, trying to convert you. But give this a little space. Work with me on this over the coming months, and I think this is going to be a regular podcast that you're going to want to tune into every Sunday for the Spiritual Podcast. Okay? So, with that being said, I'm out in Vegas, and a lot goes on in Vegas. And I am, you know as well as I do, even if you've never been here, the old saying, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's wild, man. You've heard the analogy that I've given on a previous show that I did, if you've listened to the show for quite a long time. About a year ago, I did a podcast on my experience at the craps table at the casino in Cincinnati, which I visit every now and again. I'm not a regular casino attendee. But I like it. I love the craps table. I mean, I love the energy at the craps table. I don't bet the rent money. I don't put myself in a situation where I'm going to hurt my family. And I think that's what I want to talk about today is whenever you do anything, is it okay to drink? Is it okay to smoke? Is it okay to gamble? Is it okay to, you know, fill in the blank? All of those are perceived to be sinful sometimes. And my question is, are you hurting anybody? Because that's kind of where I draw the line. I'm out in Vegas. I'm gambling. The Bud Lights were flowing yesterday. It was a good time. You know, I didn't embarrass myself. I didn't get drunk. I didn't, you know, I just had a good time. You know, I didn't lose the rent money. I didn't jeopardize my family's, livelihood by being out here. I'm having a good time. But I can't say that about everybody else that I was observing out here. It's currently 10:30 in the morning, and I went down to the casino. I was up at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time. Went to bed. Check this out. I was asleep yesterday at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night in Vegas. Who goes to – I mean, people are just waking up to go out at 8 o'clock at night. I was in bed because I took the 8:45 flight in the morning from Cincy, direct flight. It gets in at 9:45 a.m. Vegas time. So by 10:30, you know, I'm getting after it here because my room's not ready at the Venetian. So I checked the luggage in and hit the craps table and started having a good time. So it went from 10:30 until, geez, I don't know, off and on. I walked outside. It was 105 degrees. I was like literally walking out into an oven. It was crazy. So I stayed indoors, went to Palazzo, Treasure Island, Wynn, and ended up back in my hotel at the Venetian. I had a great time, man. But as I walk around, I'm always observing people. I'm a people watcher. Whether I go to the mall, in an airport, I love to watch people. And watching people go from table to table, game to game, thinking that the next one is going to be the big one, and so much anxiety and stressing over how much they're losing, and you can just see it, you know? And it's the same in business. People going from business opportunity to business opportunity, thinking the next one is going to be the great one, and having no peace, having no inner peace. And that's kind of where I draw the line. If I can't have peace over what I'm doing, if I just can't go enjoy something like being in Vegas for a couple days, then quite honestly, I don't want to be in Vegas for a couple days. Now, I'm speaking here, so this is kind of a business trip, but of course, I mix some pleasure in there. And I would ask you this question, regardless if you're drinking or smoking or swearing or gambling or anything like that, when you are doing that, does that glorify God? A. And B, are you hurting anybody? And they say, Sam, how can I glorify God by drinking? Well, I don't know if you can, but when I'm at the craps table, I'm always talking about my kids, and I'm always talking about One More Breath, Susan's story. I'm talking about every day of Saturday, not to promote it, not to bring anybody into the business, although I have had a number of people when I'm around these environments end up going to my website, logging in, entering their name and email, a couple of bought products, but I'm always ministering, and I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou, but I'm not out there making an ass of myself. I'm not out there getting drunk, oh, yeah, but press it all the way up, the hell with the money, you know, and taking cash advances on credit card. That doesn't glorify God. That doesn't do anything for the kingdom, and that certainly doesn't put you in a good light. And I think it honestly does the opposite effect, and this is where Christians find themselves getting into a lot of trouble, is being hypocrites, you know, telling you, do as I say, not as I do. You know, don't watch my actions, listen to my words. It's kind of like, hey, look at that over there. Distract them and look at us over here. A lot of people do that, especially in the circles that I walk in the Christian circles. A lot of hypocrites, a lot of people doing one thing, saying another, vice versa. And here's the other thing I want to let you know. It's okay to flub the dub, man. It's okay to mess up. I don't even give this podcast on Sunday saying even remotely that I'm perfect. Of course, I've hurt so many people in my life, mostly unintentionally. I mean, I don't go out to hurt people, but we are sinners by nature. And unfortunately, I'm going to hurt people down the road, but I don't want to do that intentionally. And if I've hurt you, I apologize for that. And I need to be aware of that, and so do you. We need to be aware of when our actions and our words actually hurt people as opposed to just having a good time. I got a sharp tongue. I was given that tongue by my mother, the great Catherine Crowley, and she was always a quick whip. And I got that. I got that blessing from her, but I also got the curse of always taking a shot at people, kind of putting the needle in a little bit. You know, I don't like that. I try to work on that. My wife has made me aware of that. My kids have made me aware. Hey, Dad, or hey, honey, you know, hey, can you just not say that? I'm like, I get it. I get it. I'm sorry. Now, it's great to be able to put a quick one-liner out there and say a joke, but I acknowledge that hurts people. So when I'm in Vegas and I see people getting way too drunk, gambling way too much money, doing things they really shouldn't be doing that they would not be doing at home, if you wouldn't do it at home, don't do it in Vegas. And I know that's a bold statement, and I know I've messed up on that a few times myself, but I'm trying. I'm acknowledging it, and I think that's a message for today. Just acknowledge that if you're tripping up, just stop it. Do your best to stop it. We're not perfect. And I'm not even here to judge you. I'm just here to let you know, from one sinner to another, acknowledge your downfalls, work on them, continue to work on them, apologize to the people. I know it's a tough pill to swallow, especially when you're an egomaniac and a prideful guy like myself, that you want to say that, hey, I'm a speaker. I use my words as a, you know, to make a living. Yeah, well, you know what, Sam? You ain't all that, buddy. You just ain't all that. And it's funny. I took this humility thing really seriously towards the latter part of last year. If you've been following my show, I meet with a pastor every Tuesday at Starbucks, and he has been mentoring me, and I'm telling you, the transformation in me, not a complete 180, but a big deal. And let me tell you, I'm proud to say my wife has noticed it, my children have noticed it, my close friends have noticed it. I'm not perfect, though. I still trip up. But the beauty is I know I'm forgiven. And I know that God forgives all my sins as long as I'm not playing them. And by playing them, I mean knowing I'm about to sin, sinning anyway, and then doing it because I know I've been forgiven. That doesn't play too well. with God. And that's kind of my message here from Vegas, is to just acknowledge, accept who you are. Try to be a good person. Always try to be a good person. In this business I'm in as well, the online marketing world and the speaker world, a lot of sharks in the water. I mean, there's a lot of people who take a lot of people's money and they don't care. They could not possibly care less. I care. I care about them. I care about you. I care about all my clients. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm sure I've tripped up here or there, but I never did it intentionally. And that's why I continue to be asked back by promoters to speak at their events. That's why I continue to get the highest ratings at events, as promoters give the satisfaction surveys out to attendees from Sam. How was the integrity? How was the presentation? Did he deliver? Did he follow up? When you bought his program for $1,000, did you get that and more? Yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm proud of. It's not the money. I'm not proud of the money, regardless if it's $1 million in a year that I've earned, $100,000 in a year that I've earned. It doesn't matter. That's not how I keep score. I keep score by, am I the person who I claim to be? And I would ask you that as well. What's your scorecard look like? You don't need to share it. You know, you need to keep it private. How are you doing? Are you the person you say you are? What about where you're going? Are you telling people you're going in a certain direction, yet you're really not? Why? Where's the gap? Where is that? Where's the little bit of the chasm there? And how can you fill that? For me, it was pride, humility, ego. Close that gap and blessings will flow. And I'll tell you what, as sure as you're listening to this show, it's exactly what happened. 2017 has been my best year. My daughter's coming out of her trach in a couple of months. My business is flourishing. It's the best it's ever been. My relationships are healthy. My marriage is healthy. They can always be better. Relationships with my kids. Look, raise 4 girls. That's a challenge. But it's the healthiest it's ever been. I feel like I'm in tune with them. I feel as though as myself and my family grow closer to God, we grow closer together. All of that. I just feel good about it. And I wanted to share that with you today. Another quick hit show. All right. I want to keep these short, to the point, not a lot of fluff. If this resonated with you, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and let me know. If you want me to pray for you, do the same. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley, or email me, and I will. I absolutely will. Be specific in what you need to be prayed for, and I believe when two or more come together under God, big things happen. That's my paraphrase from the Bible. I hope you found today's Sunday Spiritual Podcast to be authentic, transparent, a couple of words in there that maybe you can chew on, seeds that you can harvest, and we'll be back and better than ever tomorrow as I hit the stage here in Vegas. I'll record a short show prior to that, taking the red eye back to Cincy and back and better than ever. And I hope you have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.